to the Progress Your Health podcast. I'm Dr. Valerie Davidson, and this is my husband, Dr. Robert Mackey. This is a show for women navigating perimenopause and menopause. We talk about hormones, HRT, and we answer your hormone questions.
Now, in this episode, we normally answer, like I said, everyone's questions about their dosing and their symptoms. This one's a little bit different. We're actually in the process of launching our hormone community online space to do exactly what you just said, to talk about perimenopause, menopause, and HRT questions. We are planning to launch this community in the early part of August of 2025. Right now it is the end of June 2025. So we have just a little over a month. So we have been sending out some emails to our subscriber list, just sort of gauging the amount of interest that there is and seeing who actually, you know, before it actually gets created and launched, we're trying to gauge some of that interest. And this was a response that we had to one of our emails we sent out saying, you know, would this be something you would like to see? And this response came from Carol. So why don't you go ahead and read her response and that'll further our discussion from there.
Absolutely. This response was really poignant because it helped kind of validate what we, you know, what we've been in practice for 20 years about trying to bring people together. So we call her Carol, but she'll know who she is. And I certainly appreciate you taking the time to write this. It's very special. So I, after menopause, definitely feel alone and confused. Sometimes even made to feel ashamed when my gynecologist screamed, "Why are you taking testosterone? You're going to have a heart attack." There just seems to be no help and no real place for research. Am I doing harm to my heart, like he said? What does this do to our bodies long term? And am I destroying myself or helping to promote longevity, protecting my brain, my bones, and feeling better? How can I tell? What blood markers let me know if I'm heading in the right direction? Ugh. Sometimes I feel like I'm out on a boat alone, on the ocean, just being battered by waves, trying to figure out a direction. Why do I not feel valued as an aging woman who still just wants to look and feel good? Why is that a crime? How long should you take HRT, or should you never stop? I'm hoping to hear from a community of women who want to take the shame out of standing up in the foreground and not just disappearing into the shadows like greyhounds who can't race anymore. In short, I'm looking for how to be empowered. I'm looking to erase the stigma of talking about HRT. We are told women are complicated, too much work, so we are dismissed or we dismiss ourselves. I think this group is going to be a very important addition to anyone who wants the truth. Thank you for all you do.
Well, yeah, I would say that was a really, really powerful response. I think you're right. It did validate what our thought process was. We've been working on this community idea for quite a while. You know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, so to speak, right? So you've been doing something the same way for a very long time. Going in a different direction, fundamentally a completely different direction, is a little challenging. But with all the changes that are happening with telemedicine and people looking for answers, especially to HRT, right now it just feels like the right time to do something like this.
Yeah, and you're right. We've thought about doing, I guess we're calling it a community, but I remember even over 10 years ago talking to you about trying to do some kind of forum, some place where women can come together and we can talk about real honest answers, but then also be able to sort of support each other. Because sure. I do feel as women, granted, things are a little different now that we have social media and a lot more access to information, but it does feel like for women going through hormonal changes, it can be very lonely.
Yeah, well, even social media can be a minefield. Yeah. And there's good information, there's bad information, there's everything in between. And none of those, you can't use social media, even from practitioners, you can't even use that as the truth sometimes, because that information does not take a person's situation into consideration. So they're just giving generalized advice or generalized information that someone really can't apply to themselves, mm-hmm. right? And when it comes to HRT, we both know, and probably everyone listening, that has been paying attention to our channel for a while, that HRT is not cookie cutter, right? Not every woman's got the same exact dose. Hormone replacement doesn't work that way.
No. And this is why we're doing this podcast or this particular episode, is we're creating this community and we're creating it for you. So if anybody's, has any input, I know we've been working in hormones for 20 years, but sometimes, like you've always said, we can, you know, as doctors, we can get a little bit of tunnel vision of what we think people want to hear, but we want to know what you want to hear. So if there's anything you'd like to see in the community or what you want to learn about, because we're right now still sort of formulating what we're making. I know we're going to do a lot of education. We're probably going to do some live office hours, some group discussions. You know, granted, it'll all be HIPAA compliant. And what is it? We're not giving out medical advice and all that, you know.
All the legal disclaimers, yeah.
But it'll certainly be a place where you can get honest answers for things that maybe your doctor doesn't know, because not all doctors know everything, and also maybe perhaps more sensitive subjects that women have maybe feeling awkward or uncomfortable bringing up to their physician.
Yeah, and instead of what we've noticed too is that, you know, like she even says here, her gynecologist, who she refers to as him, so it's a male gynecologist, that, you know, testosterone is going to give you a heart attack. Testosterone will not give you a heart attack. That's, I think, an old, there was a study done a few years ago that sort of said that testosterone will actually increase risk of heart disease and heart attacks and strokes. And that, that was a published headline. And then like a few months later, they were forced to retract that study. Because there are so many flaws to it, but it made a headline, freaked everybody out. Mm-hmm. But the study was just not very well designed in the first place. So that when you're getting that kind of feedback from your practitioners, how do you know who to trust? Mm-hmm. You know, one says yes, one says no. As the patient, you're sort of left to decide on your own, and that can be really challenging.
And it's confusing too. Like, I love how Carol says, you know, is taking HRT going to harm me, or is not taking HRT going to harm me? Yeah. You know, that's the thing. And we've been working with hormones and women since 2004, 2003, you know, for over 20 years. There isn't anything hormone-wise that we haven't seen.
Not too much, no.
So that's why and we do a lot of one-on-one, of course, you know, work with our patients, but we thought, you know, we could make this not just, you know, for the United States, but my goodness, you know, we could make this globally, where we could talk to women, have a place for women to come to feel empowered, which I love her word here, is empowerment. And also for women, you know, once you hit menopause, or, you know, you hit your 40s, I like how she says, you know, take the shame out of being an aging woman, or you're not going to be a greyhound who can't race anymore, or something, you know, falling into the shadows. I like it that, you know, she's saying, you know, we want to be, you know, empowered. We, you know, we want to feel good. We want to look good. We have a lot more life, you know, ahead of us, rather than just, what did she say, falling back to the shadows.
Yeah. I think that, you know, in medicine too, only, they're not very good. Conventional medicine is not very good at preventing anything, right? What we're talking about really at the end of the day is disease prevention. Helping you feel better and look better now, maintaining how you look and feel now, so that way you're set up for success when you're 75, 80, when you hit that point where you go from being vital to being a little more frail. Everyone has seen it with their parents or their grandparents. There's this transition that happens. How do you go into that stage of your life with as much control, as much autonomy, cognitive abilities as you actually want, mm-hmm. right? Now, inevitably, we're all going to, you know, move on. We're all going to decline. Nobody really
That's
wants
the one
to,
thing we all have in common,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, that is a guarantee, but how do we arrive at that destination and feeling good about how we got there and being in control of that? If you wait for your primary care or your specialist to do that, they only solve problems once the problems already exist. And that's one fundamental problem with the way healthcare is done in this country. There's lots of money to be made. Now, we're not going to make this political by any means, but there's lots of money to be made from being sick. There's not as much money to be made on a big scale when you're actually healthy. How do you maintain that over time? The two terms that gets used a lot is a health span and lifespan. You know, how do we maintain our health span so our vitality is nice and high, how we look and feel? And then inevitably that would extend our lifespan. So that way we're not spending 30 years of our lives dealing with chronic disease. Nobody wants to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the whole thing with the community, that we're just, you know, working on prevention, on, you know, being stronger, feeling healthier. Even we'll go into lab work. We'll talk about lab markers. Like she says right here, what kind of lab blood markers will let me know if I'm heading in the right direction? You know,
right.
That I feel is really important, because we do a lot with lab work. And like I said earlier, there's a lot of, you know, I guess you could say things that women are afraid to talk to their doctor about. You know, I just had a patient who she met somebody, and, you know, she's single, you know, divorced. And
How old is she?
She is 63, and she hasn't been in a relationship, I want to say, for close to 5 years. And I said, well, are you two going to become intimate? And she's like, you know, she kind of got flustered because it was, you know, those are things that we want to talk about. You know, sure. We want to talk about women's sexual health. Yeah, I think it's incredibly important. But I will tell you, a lot of women, even with their female doctors, have a very difficult time bringing up their own sexual health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that's something you see a lot on social media. A lot of doctors are talking about it more and more and more. But even still, if you go to your doctor and your doctor's not aware, they don't know what to prescribe. They don't know what to do. Now the woman is sort of left without any answers or any good solutions. And there are some solutions that we feel are really good. And there's some solutions out there when it comes to at least sexual health anyways that are not so good. But how is a woman supposed to know the difference?
Absolutely. Like there's even, you know, like you said, primary care, you go to see your primary care doctor, you got a UTI, they'll give you some medication. But they don't go into, well, why did you get a UTI at 60? Why are you getting them more frequently?
Sure.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about preventing that in the future because you shouldn't be getting them that frequently. So there's, you know, there's that aspect. There's, you know, vaginal atrophy, you know, where women might be painful with intercourse. And we've got like I said earlier, if there's something hormonal or menopause or perimenopause, we've seen it. So we've got lots of tricks up our sleeve on how you could do this a little bit more naturally or do this. So that's where we can all come together and feel like it's a safe but comfortable spot to talk about things.
Yeah, well, you know, I think training doctors to be fluent in HRT, menopause, perimenopause, I think is going to take another 50 years.
Right. A doctor can't be everything,
well, of
right?
Of course. But empowering women, mm-hmm. educating women on how to do that so they can be their own advocate, so they can, you know, literally petition for themselves, I think is a much easier, a much better approach than mm-hmm. trying to get doctors up to speed. Like you said, doctors are busy. They don't have a lot of time. They're doing what they're focusing on the diseases in front of them. They don't have the time to sort of shift gears. Now, granted, there's a lot of doctors like you and I out there, but not enough. Mm-hmm. There needs to be more and more and more, and I'm not really sure if that, for the demand, if that really is going to, if the demand is going to be met by the few doctors that there actually are focusing on menopause.
That's partly where I think you had said before about, you know, now that telemedicine, you know, is pretty popular, but, you know, there's so many different platforms that you can do these communities. That's why we didn't do it. I mean, we might have a Facebook page somewhere, I don't know, but
We were going to do a Facebook group a long time ago, and then it, you know, it sort of just fizzled out.
Yeah, because we want to have a little bit more control, right? We don't want too much fodder or somebody trying to sell this or telling somebody to go take this.
Or giving unsolicited advice. Yeah. You know, it needs to be moderated. That's one of the feedback. Some of the other responses we got from some other people is that I'm sure that they've been in other communities or other groups of some sort, and they get a little bit, it's a little bit of a minefield that people just start, you know, giving out their own advice and their own opinions about things. And I think it ends up sort of destroying the cohesiveness of a group over time. We don't want that to happen. We want to keep it, you know, very much evidence-based, experience-based, where, you know, the information is coming from, you know, more so from us through the research, through our experience, through what we've learned from our patients. So that way people can trust that there is some truth to the things we're saying, as opposed to everyone in the group is just throwing around their own ideas and opinions based on what their experience is. Now, providing some information about your situation, getting some support and feedback, I think that's really powerful. That is one thing we're hoping that the members themselves can connect with each other and develop relationships and support and encourage and celebrate wins and successes. I think that is, I think that's a really big piece to the whole community idea.
Oh, I think it sounds so exciting.
Yeah. Now, if you have any feedback, if you have any input about the community, you can comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. You can always go to our website. If you're interested in joining the community, it's going to launch, like I said, in early August 2025. You can go to our website, progresshealth.com, and there's a bunch of blue buttons all over the homepage, and it says Join Waitlist. It'll take you right to the community waiting list. And over the next roughly about 6 weeks or so, you might be receiving some emails from us giving you updates on our progress, maybe asking some questions, because we want this, we're launching it as what they call a minimum viable product. Like, it is sort of the simplified version of it, so that way the members can help us create it over time. So we really create something that women actually want, not what we think that they want. Okay, or that would be silly of me to do, right? You would probably be a little bit better suited for that just because you're part of your own demographic. Mm-hmm. But for me to do that, or any other doctor to do that, creating a community, I think it would be a little amiss, where if we get direct input from people, I think we can create something special.
And we're going to start it small because we want to keep, you know, we're going to be evolving and growing it as we're moving forward. So we'll probably keep our group initially small. But please, if you're interested, sign up on the wait list so that we can connect and try to see how we're going to, you know, bring us all together.
Yeah. And it gives us some idea too of how much interest there is, mm-hmm. right? It gives us an idea of how we're going to keep the enrollment going once it's launched. The first group, consider it our founding members, or a beta launch, is going to be a closed enrollment, right? So people come in, we're going to close it down for a little bit, so we can learn and iron out all the kinks. So there was a really nice, smooth process.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. When you say close it down, maybe explain what that means.
Well, we're going to take in a first group of people, and we have some numbers there. We're working with a consultant that is sort of helping us through some of those decisions, and then shutting down the enrollment for a period of time.
So just keep our group.
Yeah, so the group stays small in the beginning, so we can sort of work through and iron out all the kinks and problems, and that way then when we come back to open up the enrollment again, now we have a really smooth, good onboarding, good user experience. We've kind of worked out all those bugs, and now we have something viable. So like you said, there'll be live office hours, there'll be presentations, there'll be videos. The platform we're using has live streaming, so there'll be video right within the platform, so you don't have to use three different apps. Those will all be recorded, so that way you can go back and look at them if you're not able to attend them live. It gives our audience, people that are watching, it gives them a chance to connect with you and I, which I think is really fun, mm-hmm. right? We've gotten questions and feedback from people all over the world just over the years. So we're hoping that this not only can be a United States thing, but could be a mm-hmm. worldwide reach at the same time. Because I guarantee you, if people are having this problem in America, they're having this problem all over the world for mm-hmm. that matter. Again, comment down below if you have any feedback or any input. If you want to be part of the founders group, just go to our website and join the wait list there. Comments, anything to say about Carol or about the community in general?
Well, so we're Progress Your Health. That's our, Progress Your Health podcast. So we're probably going to call the community Progress Your Hormones.
Sorry, yeah,
just a little play on words.
A little play on words. I think it's cute. I think mm-hmm. it's clever. I think that it's appropriate having the word hormone in there because it's really kind of focused around that idea. So we're nervous because we've been working on this for, at least conceptually for quite a while, right? At first, I brought this idea up to you a while ago. You weren't really into, you didn't like the idea at first.
Well, I always wanted to do a forum or some way to get women together, because over my career, and I'm sure that you've had this too, I mean, I had I remember one gal in particular, when we were talking about the hormones, she wanted me to connect her with my other patients so she could ask them about their experience. And I'm like, that's not really HIPAA compliant, or privacy stuff, can't do that. But it always, over the years I would get that, because it is a little bit lonesome to go through this on your own.
I can imagine,
And trying to get, talking to your friends. I mean, talk to your mom. I mean, my mom says she didn't have menopausal symptoms, and I remember she did, but I don't have it because they didn't know, they didn't put that part together or whatever. But so, I would say I've always been interested in something like this. It was just more, I think we weren't sure about the platform.
Yeah, the technology wasn't really quite there. There was a lot of, I had to, connect a whole bunch of things, and now there's some really good platforms. The one we're using is a great one. It's got a very good user experience. It's relatively easy to use. If you can use Facebook, you'll be able to use our community, so it's got the same feel to it, but it is private, whoever's in the community is people can't randomly just show up unannounced, so it does, hoping that it keeps it relatively intimate, so there can be some nice relationships built within the community, and you know, it stays as a very positive space over time.
Yes, and we'll definitely have it to where it's actually really cool, the platform. I can't wait to show it to you guys, but it has these spaces, almost like rooms. I kind of envision it like a house, so we go into this one room and hang out because it's got information there, and then there's another room. So it's, as you can see, I'm just like giddy. This is going to be so much fun.
And we're going to eventually be creating some courses and put some courses in there. All the things that women need to be concerned about their bones, about their brain, about their metabolic health, about their muscle, nutrition, sleeping, you know, as we learn more, right, we're learning things all the time. We have to attend continuing education, but we sort of like it because we're, you know, doctors and we're nerds, so we like to learn things, you know, and then that information, staying on the cutting edge of the research and the things that are out there, now that gets curated and it translates to all of our patients and all of the members. There's only so many patients we can deal with on a daily, weekly basis. This is a way for us to be able to leverage that and connect with even more people over a particular platform. So I find it very exciting. Hopefully everyone finds it somewhat interesting. Comment down below if you do. Again, progressyourhealth.com, visit the website. Just join the wait list if you want to be involved. We will definitely be adding some updates on the podcast. We won't try to push it too much. You know, we get annoyed with us, our little shameless self-promotion. But at the same time, we felt like this was the right time to talk about it. We have just a little over a month away, and so I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Me
too. So again, until next time, I'm Dr. Mackey.
And I'm Dr. Valerie.
Yeah. See you later. Bye-bye.